A team is more than its players, dear. A machine, not mere components. And the complex springs from the simple things, at unexpected moments.
I think it's sad, really, in the UK that we have this sort of gold standard. You go and do your college education, then you go and do a degree. And these kind of more hands-on roles, which for engineering is vital to understand actually what happens, you know, in the actual device, is kind of looked down on. I mean, it always seems odd to me.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with that more. Like, when I went into my first role at Sellafield, coming in as a graduate, like, you kind of, like, don't know how to put this so it didn't sound wrong, but you kind of, like, put on, like, as if you're, like, higher up or whatever.
Unpredictable, adaptable, fluent, creative, human. The time has come. Let us speak of collaboration.
Some of the jobs that I got given, I was then expected to go and explain to these electricians who were a lot older than me and a hell of a lot more knowledgeable than me. And I was supposed to say, like, this is how I want you to do this job. And I knew fine well from my past that they knew that job 10 times better than me.
Not the model, not the data, not the graduate paper, not the boss with his clean white shirt and his head full of theory, but the sparkies with their screwdrivers. They're the ones who know. Experience. Getting the thing to work on the site, on its own, in the extreme places where the problems are endless and the body cannot enter. There's your challenge. That's the excitement. You need to be inventive. We have to work together.
So I didn't want to come across as, like, condescending or patronising, like someone like a young graduate coming in, like, in, like, a shirt and pants and saying, like, this is what you need to do, because I knew even the electricians that I worked with at TSP Engineering, they were a hell of a lot better than me. They knew a lot more than me, and I learned stuff off them every single day, like, whether I had a degree and they didn't, like, I had, like, respect and that for them, and I appreciated that they had a lot more experience and that I could learn a lot more from them. I don't know if that kind of links into what you were saying.
I think it definitely does. I think definitely engineering is very much a collaborative kind of endeavour. And you need the sort of wide variety of skills all the way from, you know, the actual practical, how do these machines behave in reality, through to, I don't know, it could be computer modelling or predictions and whatever it might be. And actually, it needs to be based on teamwork rather than hierarchical. But in the education system, it seems very hierarchical.
Yeah, I agree, because, I mean, for example, the experiments that I've been getting involved with the team here, like, these are a team of academics and they're very, very, very clever, but the experiments never work first time. It's just never been heard of.